This is WMUK. I'm Kara Lawrence. The Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck continues this week with a program called Musical Companions. One of the artists on the program is bassist Jack Unziger. Jack, it's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's good to talk to you as well, Kara. Thank you.
How many times have you appeared at the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck now?
Well, this will be my third summer.
Would you remind us about the family connection that brings you to Michigan? I mean, you live in Arlington, Texas, currently.
Yes. My wife is Martha Walford. She'll be playing violin on the program this week. And her sister is Jenny Walford. And Jenny and her husband, Andrew Lee, are the co-artistic directors of the Chamber Music Festival in Saugatuck. So I guess I married into a wonderful, wonderful musical family.
Have you and Martha produced your own musical family?
Well, we have two young boys, two toddlers. And through our collaboration, we've also been able to commission a lot of new works. So if we think of the musical family being performances and contributions to the art as well, one of those we'll be giving the premiere of this week. This is the Duo Number 3 by Tom Kanifik. So this will be a world premiere performance of that new duo.
I think of Tom Kanifik as being pretty well known in double bass circles, especially jazz circles. Is that true?
Yeah, very well known. He's a wonderful composer and performer. He teaches in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan University. He's past president of the International Society of Bassists, which is our largest organization of bass performers and scholars and teachers. And he's just an incredibly, incredibly nice guy as well.
So you have worked with him in person before?
I met Tom in person the first time, I believe it was 3 years ago, 3 summers ago, when Martha and I played the Duo Number 1 for violin and double bass at the Chamber Music Festival in Saugatuck. And Tom was nice enough to come up to the performance and introduce the piece and give a little bit of background about the composition. And meeting Tom then and continuing to develop our relationship as friends and colleagues, we decided to see if we could get him to write us a new duo for the same instrumentation. Tom, his wife is Renata Kanifik, who's the violin professor at Western Michigan University. So my wife and I, and he and his wife, were both violin and double bass couples.
I have the good fortune to know Tom and Renata pretty well in person and have them on the radio quite a lot. It's nice to hear from your perspective as a professional bassist outside of Michigan that their work is well known.
Yes, very well. And Tom just did a wonderful performance with the one of the military jazz ensembles. We had our International Society of Bassists convention. It happens every other summer. We had it in Fort Collins, Colorado in June. And he performed a lot of his music and performed when Renata was there performing as well. It was just fantastic, fantastic. He's a very, very skilled artist.
Will he be available to, again, preview his composition at Saugatuck Chamber Music Fest, or will that job fall to you or Martha?
Well, we were really hoping that he could be there for the premiere, and he tries to make it to every premiere that he can, but unfortunately he had a prior engagement, so he won't be able to introduce this new duo, which is unfortunate, and for another reason. The movements are titled The Pursuit of Her Life, The Love of Her Life, and Her Dance. And he hasn't told me yet the story behind the name of the movements.
Well, you know, Jack, I think I have a story to tell you. Tom and Renata came to the station last summer, last July, and had a new piece of music just for Renata to play. She played simply the melody, and it was called The Love of Her Life. The reason he'd written it was for an Agnes Funken, who had just lost her husband, Gunther Funken, who was a huge, they were both great patrons of music and art in Kalamazoo. And she had asked him for this piece, and it was played for the first time at his memorial celebration. So I think I might have helped solve part of the mystery for you there. What do you think of the piece as a whole?
Well, it's a three-movement form. The first movement is titled Dramatic. It's a very rhythmically involved composition. It involves a lot of shifting meters. Most of the time we listen to music that's at basically like a what we'd call a quarter note pulse. And occasionally we get music that is complex and is in a changing meter at an eighth note, but this piece is at the 16th note, and so it keeps shifting between duples and triples, but at very, very fast durations, rhythmic durations. Tom Kniffick, he has such a wonderful way of writing complex rhythms that have such a nice flow to them once they're put together well, and that I think just listening to it, it wouldn't seem academic or cerebral in any way, like how it is when we first start putting the piece together, but it has a really wonderful rhythmic flow that's interesting but accessible. The second movement, The Love of Her Life, which now we know a little bit of the backstory. It's a very simple movement, a beautiful, beautiful melody in the violin and accompanied by just pizzicato or plucked bass. And it sounds very much like a jazz ballad in this particular arrangement. Mm-hmm. And then the last movement, titled Her Dance, the rhythmic indication or the tempo indication is a bembe, which is a combination of a 6/8 meter and 3/4 meter performed at the same time. It's basically like an Afro or Afro-Cuban inspired type of rhythm. So it also has very complex rhythmic structure. But again, Tom Kniffick's is so good at this really natural and organic sound to the rhythm and the flow. And I think his experience with jazz composition and arranging and performing really, really works well when taken into this more classical ensemble configuration of double bass and violin. That's a very tricky skill. There haven't been a lot of composers that have been extremely successful at blending the popular and jazz elements with classical music. You can think of Bernstein and so forth that have done it really well. But I think Tom Kniffick's music as well is really, really outstanding in that regard. So complex, but accessible.
It sounds like it's quite audience-pleasing, crowd-pleasing.
They always are. We played the duo number one many, many times, and programs with lots of other music, but it was always a real standout and audience favorite.
Speaking of audiences, the crowd that goes to the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck have, over the years, I get the sense they've taken a sort of ownership over the series. They love to interact with performers and ask questions. Is that accurate?
It is. I think there are a very intelligent and observant audience, and very supportive and friendly and appreciative. So they give us the leeway to have daring programming and to perform new works, and any type of style of music is appreciated there as long as it performs brilliantly. And Jenny and Drew do a wonderful job of finding great musicians to come in. But at the end of the performance, we're always amazed at the intellect and the observations. The audience will come up and discuss with us and ask us particular questions, and the performance venue and the small size and intimacy between the performers and the audience really lends itself well to this very personal and very detailed performance and observation. I think it's a great venue and great festival in general for that.
Well, the other works on the program that you may end up answering questions about or having people comment on are by Carl Nielsen and Ludwig van Beethoven. Did you have any thoughts on those pieces?
Well, this won't be the first time that they were paired. The Nielsen was written at the request of a bassist who was performing the Beethoven septet. And so the original intent of the Serenata in Vano by Nielsen was to be performed alongside the Beethoven septet. So even though it's their it's great programming, might not be the most original. Well, that's a bad way to say it.
It's classic.
Yeah, it's as it was intended. Like, this is the perfect opportunity for these two pieces, both unique in instrumentation, and they should be wonderful pairings.
The septet would have a whole combination of instruments. Is it winds and strings together?
Right. It's a violin, viola, horn, clarinet, bassoon, cello, and bass. And the Nielsen is a quintet where basically you remove the violin and the viola. So we have just cello and bass for strings, and then the woodwind trio of horn, clarinet, and bassoon. The title Serenata in Vano, or Serenade in Vain, if you look back at Nielsen's writings about the particular work, it's pretty amusing. The beginning is, if you could imagine a man trying to woo a woman, it begins with a very majestic and regal kind of almost machismo introduction, and that doesn't work. So instead, he tries the sensitive side, and we have the second movement that's sensitive and romantic and lyrical. And that also doesn't work. And so the final movement is a march where basically he turns, having been defeated, and returns home. Hopefully with some dignity intact. But that's the Serenade in Vain. So an unsuccessful attempt at wooing a woman. For the violinists and violists out there, they might agree that it's impossible to have romance without the violin and viola. My wife would agree, right?
I think another interesting thing about this program is it represents three centuries almost exactly apart. We have the Beethoven from around 1800, Carl Nielsen's Serenata in 1914, and then you have the Tom Kniffick piece in 2015. And here at the end of our interview, I'd like to change the subject to you again, Jack. I think listeners would be interested to hear about how in the 21st century you operate as a musician. I know it involves many different components.
I think that musicians have always had a very diverse set of activities in order to make a living. As a bassist, we have even branched out into popular music and so forth. If I think back over the last few weeks, this week I am teaching at a chamber music camp and performing alongside some of the students in a chamber string ensemble. A few weeks ago, I played in a section with Fort Worth Symphony. I also played jazz bass in that group and electric bass, and it was a kind of outdoor festival concert of music from Star Wars and films to a laser light show and an audience of 5,000. The week before that, I was teaching at a bass camp that had about 80 bass students. And before that, I was in Fayetteville, Arkansas, playing with the Artisphere Orchestra, Festival Orchestra, also performing a Nielsen piece, number 4 by Carl Nielsen. The week before that, I was participating in the Perastro Elite Soloist Camp. I went back and had my first lessons in about 7 years. And before that, I was in my usual working routine, which is teaching at the University of Texas at Arlington, and performing, where I play with a lot of the orchestras and chamber orchestras in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex. And then my wife and I are on a long project of commissioning new works for the double bass and violin that we hope to do a recording in the next year or so, including a new work by Michael Dougherty, who's a Grammy-winning American composer. So it's a busy life of teaching, performing the existing works for all different combinations, from solo repertoire to chamber and orchestral, as well as trying to create brand new works of art. And like I said, one of those will be giving the world premiere this week.
Jack, I feel lucky I got you on the line at all.
Yeah, it can be hard to track me down.
I just want to express my appreciation for having the chance to talk with you today about the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. Thanks for talking to me, Jack.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and I hope to meet you in person sometime soon.